Singapore Summit. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The North Korea-U.S. summit gets started soon, and the White House is already making a change to President Trump's schedule. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
He was scheduled to leave for Washington Wednesday morning, but the White House says that's been bumped up 15 hours, and the president will now depart tomorrow night. The administration says talks with North Korea have moved more quickly than expected, though it did not specify what, if any, progress has been made so far. Just hours before the White House statement, the president's top diplomat seemed to lower expectations for the summit.
Defense scholar and defense analyst Benjamin Friedman says there are modest expectations for the summit.
Success would be probably a summit that doesn't end in acrimony and that leads to further negotiations towards some sort of disarmament deal. Probably it's not going to be full disarmament by the North Koreans.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.